On the live line with us from the Home Builders Institute is the president and CEO, John Corson. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pat.
First of all, can you educate us about what the Home Builders Institute is and what you do?
I can. Thank you for asking. Home Builders Institute is a 50-year-old nonprofit. We train at-risk and underserved populations, a wide demographic, in the construction building skills, residential building skills, get them certified, and then we place them in jobs in the industry. Our students range everywhere from youth 18 to 24 that are underserved and maybe dropped out of school or not going on to further education and need a job. Adults, offenders, reentering offenders. We train veterans. We are also active in putting our program on military bases to train soon to separate military personnel. And just recently, over the last couple of years, we've taken that curriculum that we use, and we're now putting it into secondary schools, into high schools. There seems to be a rebirth, if you will, of interest in vocational training in high school. Very exciting.
Well, we talked to Home Depot last weekend, John, and they told us about donating $50 million to train people to become construction workers over the next 10 years. And so, of course, we raised our hands here in California's North Bay because we need to rebuild about 6,000 homes and then a few more for good measure because we already had a housing crisis. So we're just wondering if it's possible for us to, for you to earmark some of that money for our area, and if so, what do we need to do to get it?
Right, I'm well aware of the issue. Actually, I'm a resident of Rancho Murrieta, which is just outside of Sacramento, up the road a piece.
Yes, indeed.
And so very well aware of what it is. We are actually. It's interesting you mentioned that we have been actively invited, and we have now a program in Florida to train students to go to work for those contractors to rebuild the damage in Florida.
Very good.
And I was just in Houston. The mayor's office in Houston reached out to us, and we are now going to place a large program in Houston that also will take some of these populations we train, probably in this particular case 18 to 24 youth, train them in the skills, and then we're going to place them in jobs to rebuild. I would like nothing better than to do that in my home territory, Northern California. It would be perfect for us.
Fantastic. And what is there anything we need to do to expedite that process, John? Because we're willing.
Well, we can't come into an area and say we're from Washington, D.C. here to help you. So what we would need is you or through your listeners or so on, a contact. People need to really come in and say, we need to train this population.
Right.
And we can provide you with the students, and we can provide you with space, and then we come in and do the rest.
Okay. Would you like local leaders, state leaders? Because
yes.
We've got them all, John.
Well, I'll take what we can get. We just want to have the program. Probably local would be better.
Okay.
What we're finding is in your local communities, I'm sure Santa Rosa and the North Bay area is the same, is there are dollars to train these students.
Oh, yeah.
Coming through disaster relief. That's what we're doing in Houston. And I guess, Pat, what I'd say is reach out to me. I can leave my contact information with your producer if you like.
But, fantastic.
We definitely want to get into Northern California. We already train and have sites in California. We're not in that northern corridor. And
yet.
That's where we need to be to
yet.
Rebuild Santa Rosa.
You know, it's great when a plan comes together because, you know, Home Depot needs contractors so they can sell them their stuff. Veterans need jobs. So everybody's winning. Home Depot's giving you guys money. You guys are training people. Veterans are getting jobs. It's the perfect story.
Well, it is. But what Home Depot's done is, as I say, we've been around for years, and we always have to provide and find different sources of funding. What they've done is just unprecedented. $50 million. I mean, it's just unprecedented in the construction business. And as you all know, and you talked about it, Pat, that there's a tremendous shortage. There's consistently been somewhere between 150 and 200,000 unfilled construction jobs in this country.
Wow. Yeah, it's an amazing number, and so many needed. I'm happy to hear that you're already spreading those resources around the country where they're needed. And, John, I will put you on hold for in a moment and get all of the contact information you're willing to give us because we will get you in touch with those local leaders straight away. And we thank you for your assistance in this effort.
My home state.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll show you a good time, John. Come and bring us a few million, and we'll make sure you have a memorable time here in the North Bay. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Appreciate that. And we will be in touch with you very shortly.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, John, hang on. Let's let Stacy talk to John and get every piece of contact information there is from him. And hang on just a minute, John.